I want you to know, Hasty said, that I fully support you in whatever decision you make about Lou Burke. Jesse nodded without comment. They were sitting at the counter in the village room. Jesse had coffee. Hasty had coffee and a large cinnamon roll with white icing on it. We both know it's not a popular decision. But you're the professional. You run the department your way. Jesse nodded again. He poured some half and half into his coffee. When I hire a man, I back him until he proves I shouldn't. He took a bite out of his cinnamon bun. Jesse stirred two sugars into his coffee. I just hope to God you know what you're doing. Me too, Jesse said. You do, don't you? He was talking around his mouthful of cinnamon bun. There were crumbs on his tie. Yes, Jesse said. I mean, you better have some solid evidence. Everybody likes Lou in town. Jesse nodded and drank some of his coffee. You do, don't you? Yes. It would help me support you if I knew what you know. Jesse shook his head. Why not? Hasty said. For God's sake, Jesse, I'm the chairman of the Board of Selectmen. I've never gotten in trouble, Jesse said, being quiet. Jesse, damn it, I'm your boss. Jesse smiled at him and said nothing. Hasty started to speak again and caught himself. He took a deep breath and exhaled slowly. You're going to need me on your side, Hasty said finally. And don't forget it. I'm counting on you, Hasty. You could count on me more if I had a better idea of what you're doing. Jesse finished his coffee and put the cup down carefully in the saucer. You'll be among the first to know, Jesse said.